弟兄姊妹早上好。
Brothers, sisters, peace.
我们今天讲到的题目是叫你知道。
The title for today's sermon is That You May Know.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第九章。
The scripture to be sermon today is Exodus chapter 9.
如果让你选一首，只有一首，你最喜欢的赞美的歌曲，你会选哪一首？
If we're to choose one and only one,Worship song, which one will you choose?
曾经有人呢在美国做过一个比较广泛的抽样调查。
There was someone made a very broad survey.
让大家选最喜欢的一首赞美歌曲。
He's asking for people to choose their favorite worship song.
后来呢高票当选的那一首呢是奇异恩典 Amazing Grace.
The one got the highest vote.Are the amazing grace.
我们在唱那首歌的时候呢，觉得哇，真的是很能触动我们内心深处的那样的弱点，那样的软弱的地方，让人非常的感动。
When we sing the song, it feels like it really pokes in the weakest heart, weakest part of our heart, make people fall for it.
为什么呢？因为这首歌它写出来是用一个人的生命它写出来的。
Why is it? It's because this worship song was written with a person's life.
这个作者呢叫做牛顿，他不是那个大科学家，伊萨克牛顿，而是这个约翰牛顿。
The author of this worship song is Newton, but not the scientist Newton, but John Newton.
我们尊称他呢是牛顿船长。
We respectfully call him Captain Newton.
那么问他的原来的职业是什么呢
？Now we ask, what is his original profession?
他是奴隶船的船长。
He was the captain of a slave.Ship.
我们知道啊，在这个欧洲、非洲、美洲的三角贸易中呢，总共有大概1100万的黑人被贩卖为奴隶，贩卖到了美洲。
We know that in the triangle trade of Africa, Europe, and America, there was approximately 11 million of slaves being traded from Africa.
曾经呢，这个约翰牛顿就是在这个奴隶贸易中非常重要的一员。
This John Newton was a vital part of this slave trade.
他后来呢，认识了耶稣，信主。
Afterward, he met Christ and followed him.
他也意识到呢，他在参与一个非常罪恶的这样的贸易之中。
He realized he's part of a very sinful act.
但他是不是马上他就回转，离开了这样的罪恶的职业呢？
But did he turn and repent immediately and leave the profession?
从他的回忆录来看的没有。
Based on his memory, he did not.
他的这个人生中呢，他经历过七次非常大的风暴。
In his life, he has experienced 7 very large-scale storms.
每一次呢，这个船都快要发生船难，快要沉下去。
Every time the ship was on the brink of sinking.
他也意识到神在对付他。
And he realized that God's hand is against him.
每一次在这个风暴之中呢，他就向神大声的呼求，求神拯救他，饶过他。
Every time during the storm, he pleaded to God and asked God for forgiveness.
后来神呢就使风浪平静。
And God ceased the storm.
但是每次风浪平静之后呢，他又留在他原来的奴隶贸易中，继续做他的船长。
But every time after the storm is ceased, he remained in his profession as a captain of slave ship.
神一共对付他几次呢？对付他七次的这个时间。
God has put his hand against him 7 times.
一直到了最后一次，当神平静风浪之后，他做了回转。
Until the last time when God peaced the storm, he had made a final repentance.
他离开了这样一个罪恶的贸易，他后来做了一个牧师。
He left from this evil profession and become a pastor.
而且在这个英国作为这个第一个废除奴隶制的奴隶贸易的西方国家的这个废奴运动中呢，约翰牛顿也起了非常关键的作用。
He became a vital part in the action of prohibiting slavery in the Great Britain.
好的，那我们今天的经文里面，我们看到另外一个人物，他是怎么样被神一再的来这个对付，但是他没有真正的回转。
Now we'll see another person in the scriptures who have been put against God many times, but he repents and yet does not at the end.
开始之前呢，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
Before we start, let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Father,
我们感谢你啊！你知道我们生命中有这样需要被你对付的地方。
We thank you for you know that there are things that are sinful that should be taken care of.
主啊，求你让我们通过今天的经文真正的来认识你。
Lord, let us know you through the scriptures today.
而且让我们被你管教的时候，我们就回转，不要一再来吃这样被管教的苦。
Let us return to you when disciplined by you.
我谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
There are three main points for today's sermon.
第一部分是叫你知道我是无与伦比的。
The first part is that you may know I am incomparable.
第二部分呢是神如何使用最悖逆的器皿。
The second part is how God uses the most rebellious vessel.
第三个部分呢是心的两种走向。
The third part is the two directions of heart.
我们一起来读这个九章一节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 9 verse 1.
耶和华对摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华希伯来人的神这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel says, Let my people go, so that they may worship me.
耶和华呢，又差遣摩西去对法老做了这样的请求，说容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
The God sent Moses again to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go to worship me.
这不是神第一次对法老这样讲。
This is not the first time God speaks through Moses to Pharaoh.
在这里呢已经是第五次了，之后还有更多次。
In here it is already the fifth time and there will be more coming in the future.
每一次神呢作为宇宙的创造主去向这个法老这样一个人去做这样请求的时候，其实神是冒着被拒绝被羞辱的风险的。
When God, the creation of the universe, making requests to Pharaoh, God is taking the risk of being shamed and rejected.
作为一个血气方刚的年轻人，我读这个经文的时候，我有时候在想，神怎么一而再、再而三的跟这个法老啰嗦？
When I was a young man reading the scripture, I was wondering why does God not only once but many times making requests to Pharaoh?
如果是我，我问一遍你不答应，我就弄死你。
If it were me, I asked him once, he rejected, I would simply strike him down.
为什么一而再、再而三的去跟法老这样讲？
Why does God repeatedly say this to the Pharaoh?
然后呢，我们一起来读第三节。
Now let us read chapter 3.
耶和华的手加在你田野的牲畜身上，就是马、驴、骆驼、牛群、羊群，必有重重的瘟疫。
The hand of the Lord will bring a terrible plague on you and your livestock in the field, on your horses, donkey and camels, and your cattle, sheep and goats.
每一次神的这样的请求被法老高傲拒绝之后呢，都会有严重的后果。
Every time when the Pharaoh rejects God, there are severe consequences.
这已经是第五个灾害了。
This is already the fifth plague.
就是这个牲畜的瘟疫的灾害。
That is the plague on the livestock.
在古代的农业社会呢，其实这个牲畜是非常重要的财产，而且是生产资料、生产工具。
In the agricultural community, the livestock are a vital part of property.
那么神在这些灾害里面，他除了是要给这个埃及人一些教训之外呢，还是一个属灵的征战的战场。
Except the punishment to the Egyptians, this is also a war in the spirit realm.
我们知道在那个古代的埃及呢，它是一个多神崇拜的这个拜偶像的一个社会。
We know that ancient Egypt worshipped many gods.
那么神呢，选择很多很特别的这样的灾呢，其实是针对埃及他们当时的一些这个假神的。
God chooses this plague as a challenge to the false god of Egypt.
比方说在这个牲畜的瘟疫的灾害里面呢，他针对公牛神这个阿比斯和母牛神哈托尔。
For example, in the livestock plague, God targets Apis, which is a sacred god of Baal, and Hathor, which is the cow goddess.
我们就要问神他做这样的事情的目的是什么？
And now we ask, what is the purpose that the Lord do this?
我们带着这样的问题来往下看。
Let us hold this question and see what's after.
我们一起来读九章七节。
Let us read chapter 9, verse 7.
法老打发人去查看，见以色列人的牲畜连一只都没有死，法老的心却仍然刚硬，不容百姓去。
Pharaoh sent men to investigate and found that not even one of the animals of the Israelites had died. Yet his heart was unyielding, and he would not let the people go.
在这个灾害来之前呢，神已经很明确的说了，这个以色列的牲畜和埃及人的牲畜是要分别的。然后埃及人的牲畜呢，要遇到很大的这样的瘟疫、这样的灾害，但是以色列的牲畜呢，连一个都不会死。
Before the plague had come, God had already said that he will make a distinction between the Israelites' livestock and the Egyptians' livestock.
然后我们看法老他其实做的是很理性的事情，他派人去仔细的调查了。
We see that Pharaoh is being really rational, that he sent people to investigate.
然后他看见非常明确的这样的差异，这样的不同，就是以色列人的牲畜连一只都没有死的。
And now he sees the obvious distinction between Israelites.
那么对于法老来说，这样的结果是不是很明显的呢？
And now to Pharaoh, this result should be clear.
是非常明显的。
It is very clear.
但是非常可悲的是，这里说法老的心却仍然刚硬，不容百姓去。
But it's truly regrettable that his heart remains unyielding and does not let people go.
那法老最大的问题是什么？或者说，这个可能跟每个人都是相似的，人的最大的问题是什么？
Now, what is the biggest problem of Pharaoh, which will be similar to everyone?
不是我们看不见神。
It is not that we don't see God.
不是我们没有途径去了解认识神。
It is not that we lack the path to understand God.
而是人的骄傲让人没有办法不愿意去认识神，不愿意去顺服神。
It is the man's pride that makes one unwilling to know God.
我们一起来读九章十四节。
Let us read chapter 9, verse 14.
因为这次我要使一切灾殃临到你心里，并击打你的臣仆和你的百姓，叫你知道在全地之上没有像我的。
For this time I will send the full force of my plagues against you and against your officials and your people, so you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth.
神呢，一次又一次的来向法老做请求。
God had made requests to Pharaoh repeatedly.
然后每一次被拒绝之后呢，神就降下这样的一些灾祸。
For every time Pharaoh rejects him, God casts a plague on them.
当然，神是希望让法老呢能够让以色列人离开埃及地。
Of course, God hopes that Pharaoh will let the Israelites leave Egypt.
但是比起这样一个目的呢，神还有更大的目的。
But aside of this objective, God has a greater purpose.
埃及呢，作为当时那个时代可能全世界最富庶、最先进的一个国家。
Egypt at the time is likely the most advanced civilization and nation.
神呢，在这个地方呢，去降低他的那个骄傲，去降低他的那个能力的时候呢，周围很多国家的人都会了解这件事情。
When God lowered his pride and showed him to Egypt.Everyone around Egypt knows about this.
神要利用这样一个机会呢，让人们去认识他，不光是让以色列人去认识耶和华神，而且要让全地上的所有的百姓都能够去认识耶和华神。
And God will use this opportunity so that all the earth, not only the Israelites or the Egyptians, but all on the earth to know God.
神说，叫你知道在全地之上没有像我的。
So that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth.
不管是你的公牛之神还是母牛之神，没有像我的。
No matter your god of bull or goddess of cow, there's no one like me.
或者是任何的其他的这个被造之物，没有能够像创造主的。
Or any that have been created cannot be compared to this creator.
这个不是出于神的虚荣心。
This is not from God's vain.
而是为了我们的好处。
It is for our benefit.
人如果不认识他的创造主，不认识神，其实是处在一个很悲惨的处境里面的。
It will be truly tragic for man to not know his creator.
而且呢，会跟后来主耶稣基督救赎的恩典没有份的。
And it will not be part of Jesus Christ's salvation.
这个知道，这个词呢，希伯来文是亚大，在英文的圣经里面翻译只是用 know 这样一个动词来翻译的。
The word know in Hebrew is yada.
这个，但是这个词呢，其实是有不同的层次和含义的。
This word have different levels of meaning.
我们的语言非常的有限，我们可以说，比方说了解、知道、认识，这是不同的层次的。
Our language is limited, such that understanding, to know, recognize, they have different meanings.
这个同样一个词，在不同的这个上下文的时候，其实体会出来是不同的含义的。
Similarly, a word with different context will have different meaning.
比方说，如果问你是不是，就用这个英文的这个 no 来说了，你认识不认识我们今天的总统？
For example, in the word 认识， do you know the president we have today?
你可能会说我认识他，但他不认识我。
You may say that I recognize him, but he don't know me.
因为这个知道这个层次是完全不一样的。
Because this level of know is different.
那么至少我们可以把它分成三个层次。
At the very least, we can separate into three different levels of meaning.
第一个是头脑上的知道。
The first is knowing in mind.
可能是理论上的知道，知识上的知道。
It may be to know it theoretically or to know it as a knowledge.
就像别人问我，你懂不懂得去这个露营？
For example, someone asks, do you know how to camp?
我说我读过书，我看到这个露营的一些一些 instructions， 一些这个一些指导。
I've read book about it, such that I know about the instructions of camping.
但是我没有真的去经历过。
But I have never really experienced it.
包括你认识一个人。
For example, you know a person.
可能你从这个媒体上了解这个人。
You may know this person from media.
跟你真的跟他见过面，握过手，有过这个很深刻的交谈，是不一样的知道。
This is different by than knowing the person in person, like shake hands face to face.
更没有办法跟你相比，让他作为你的家人，甚至作为你的配偶，你那样关系的知道。
And it's different of knowing compared to how you know your family or your companion.
那么我问你，你知道神吗？
And so now I ask you, what do you know?
你知道神吗？你认识神吗？
Now I ask you, do you know God?
那么你认识神是在哪一个层次上认识他的呢？
And now, when you know God, at what level do you know him?
神又希望我们是在哪一个层次上认识他的呢？
And at what level does God wishes us to know him at?
我们一起来读马太福音12:28。
Let us read Matthew chapter 12, verse 28.
我靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。
But if it's by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God have come upon you.
为什么这个耶稣基督要在人群中实行很多的神迹呢？
Why does Jesus Christ perform many miracles in the people?
是为了让人们去经历他。
So that people may experience him.
当人通过经历去认识神的时候，神的主权、神的国就临到我们了。
When people know God through experience, God's authority and His kingdom will be upon us.
下面呢，我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
Now we come to the second part of today's sermon.
就是神如何使用最悖逆的器皿。
That is how God uses the most rebellious of vessels.
什么样的器皿可以被神使用呢？
What kind of vessel can be used by God?
我们第一反应肯定是顺服神的器皿可以被神使用。
Our first reaction will be the vessel that are obeying God.
但是神的主权呢比这更大。
But God's authority is bigger than this.
甚至是悖逆神的器皿也一样是可以被神使用的。
Such that rebellious vessel can still be used by God.
我们一起来读9:16。
Let us read chapter 9, verse 16.
其实我叫你存立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I may show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
这是神对法老讲的。
This is what God said to Pharaoh.
法老呢，他在那样的高位之上，是神允许，甚至神把他放在那个高位上的。
The Pharaoh, when he's in his exalted physical place, it is because God allowed him to be there.
法老硬着心不让以色列人走，是出于他的自由意志的。
When Pharaoh hardened his heart and does not let the Israelites leave, it is by his own free will.
但是神呢，允许这个发生，神他的主权带领着历史的走向。
But God allowed this to happen, for his authority is leading the course of history.
法老是背逆神的。
Pharaoh is going against God.
但是神同样可以使用他，为了神国度的这个原因。
But God can still use Pharaoh for his kingdom.
神说要使我的名传遍天下。
God said that my name be proclaimed in all the earth.
我们一起来读十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
你仍然向我百姓自高，不容他们去。
You still set yourself against my people, and will not let them go.
神前面一节经文讲了，法老之所以能在那样的高位呢，其实是神把他放在那里的。
God has already said, because the reason why Pharaoh can be in such place is because God has placed Pharaoh there.
但是呢，在十七节，神点出了这个法老他内心中最大的问题。
By the verse 17, God pointed out the biggest problem of Pharaoh.
法老呢，坐在那样一个很有权柄的、很有力量的高位呢，他觉得是自高的，他觉得他理所应当的有那样的权柄。
When Pharaoh sat on his throne with his authority and power, he felt his have authority of himself.
我们来看看骄傲在神学上是怎么样定义的呢
？Let us see pride and this definition in theology.
是以自己的意志和权威对抗神的意志和权威。
That is placing one's own will and authority against God's.
就像在旧约中的有一个很有能力的年轻人叫做参孙。
For example, there's a person that with great power named Samson.
参孙呢，他的能力其实完全是由神赐给他的。
Samson, his power is completely given by God.
但是当他呢，没有把这样神的恩典放在神的主权之下，缺少这样对神的敬畏心的时候呢，他那个骄傲就从里面产生出来了。
But when he lacks the fear of the Lord, his pride is shown.
那么人最大的问题是什么？
Now, what is the biggest problem of man?
有的姊妹呢问我说，哎呀，这个我家先生其实已经知道神是存在的。
Some sisters sometimes ask me that, oh, my husband already knows that God exists.
但是他呢不觉得神跟他有什么样的关系。
But he never thinks that he has any relation with God.
他不愿意读神的话语。
He is unwilling to read God's word.
也不愿意来到教会聚会。
And unwilling to come to church.
其实我们看这个整个的自然啊，这样的美好，这样的美妙，你想整个宇宙之中只有这样一个小小的星球有这样完美的适合生命存在的条件，这是很大的神迹。
Now, when you see of all the universe, how beautiful the nature is, yet there's only one small planet that is perfectly suited for life to inhabit. It is a great miracle.
如果真的呢，是不带着骄傲的来看，啊，我们管这叫做自然启示或者是普遍的启示，人是可以认识神的。
Now, if we see this without any form of pride, we call this a form of natural revelation.Man can know God.
就像有人统计呢，这个所有得过诺贝尔奖的这些获奖者呢，有三分之二都是敬拜神的。
There are some statistics that about 2/3 of Nobel Prize recipients knows God and worships Him.
但是关键的问题是我们愿不愿意去认识神，不仅仅是头脑上去认识神，更重要的是经历上和关系上去认识神。
Now, the main problem is that are we willing to know God? It is not to know God by our knowledge, but to experience and have a relation with God.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Here we come to the third part of today's sermon.
就是心的两种走向。
That is the two directions of the heart.
我一起来读二十到二十一节。
Let us read verse 20 to 21.
法老的臣仆中有敬畏耶和华话语的，就带着自己的仆人和牲畜逃进屋里。那些不把耶和华话语放在心上的，就把仆人和牲畜留在野地里。
Those officials of Pharaoh who feared the word of the Lord hurried to bring their slaves and their livestock inside. But those who ignored the word of the Lord left their slaves and livestock in the field.
这个经文呢，已经来到了第七个大的灾害。
Here the verse have come to the seventh plague.
就是冰雹之灾。
That is a plague of the hell.
这个冰雹呢，神告诉他们，这个冰雹呢是埃及地有史以来是最大的冰雹。
God tells them that this hell will be the greatest hell that Egypt have ever seen since they have history.
凡在这个空地上的人呢，还有牲畜都会被这个冰雹打死。
Any person or livestock in the field will die from it.
而且呢，所有的庄稼呢也都会被毁坏。
And all the plants will be destroyed by it.
这个神降的灾害呢，就是法老王他的这个悖逆遇到的后果呢，已经是不断的在升级了。这个第七个灾害呢，是第一次开始会有人的生命这个损失的这样一个灾害。
The consequence for Pharaoh's rejection of the Lord are increased in its quality. The seventh plague are the first ones where people will lose their life.
但是神在这个降灾之前呢，给他们有充分的警告，而且告诉他们要把人和牲畜带到这个带到建筑物里面去躲避这样的灾害。
But God have given warning before the plague arrives, such that people can escape from death by going into a shelter.
那么你听到这样的警告，你会怎么样反应呢？
Now, when you hear these warnings, how will you react?
我觉得如果理性的人呢，都会去躲避的。
I think those who are rational will escape from it.
但是呢，这个地方告诉我们有两种不同的选择。
But here the scripture tell us that there are two choices.
这是新的两种不同的走向。
These are the two directions of the heart.
有人敬畏耶和华的话语，就带着自己的仆人和牲畜逃进屋里。
There are ones that fear the word of the Lord, so they take their slaves and livestock and escape to the house.
但是也有些人呢，不把耶和华的话语放在心上的，就把仆人和牲畜留在野地里。
And there are ones who ignores the word of the Lord, and they leave their slaves and livestock in the field.
这个不是疏忽，不是粗心，这是非常直接的来反抗神的这样的警告。
This is not negligence. This is a direct rebellious act against God's word.
那么后来发生什么样的情况呢？
And now what is the result?
我们一起来读二十三节。
Let us read verse 23.
摩西向天伸杖，耶和华就打雷下雹，有火落在地上。耶和华在埃及地降下雹来。
When Moses stretched out his staff towards the sky, the Lord sent thunder and hail, and lightning flashed down to the ground. So the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt.
我在这里看到呢，我们最熟悉的摩西的那个很普通的，甚至是很旧的那个牧羊人的手杖再一次的出现了。
Now we see Moses' staff, which is very ordinary shepherd's staff, have appeared again.
就让我很感动的呢，就是神使用他原有的那个手杖，让他来实现神的目的。
What really touches me is that God uses Moses' original staff to achieve his purpose.
神并不要求呢，摩西有一个非常崭新的、完美的、镶满钻石的手杖，就是用他原有那个手杖，同样就可以被神使用。
God didn't require Moses to have a very new, perfect, and luxurious staff. He just used his original staff to achieve his purpose.
就像我们每一个人，不是一定要拿到博士学位才可以被神使用的。每一个人，这个我们原本怎么样子，神是都是可以拿来使用的。
It is just like every one of us, we don't need a doctor's degree to be used by God.
但是这个时候呢，神就降下了这样的冰雹。
And at this time, God have called down the hail.
大家有没有经历过这样的冰雹呢？
Have everyone experienced hail?
我有一次那个小的时候在外面玩，经历冰雹，那个冰雹其实很小的，就是大概只有拇指大，最大的就是拇指大这样的冰块，但落在身上是很疼的。
I have experienced once when I was playing outside when I was little. The hail was about the size of a thumb. Also, it's not big, but it really hurts when it lands on you.
但是这个冰雹大的时候呢，可以像鸡蛋那样大。
But when it goes, when the hail becomes big, it can be as big as an egg.
甚至可以把汽车呢都砸得这个稀巴烂。
It can even destroy cars.
这个时候呢，我不知道降下来的冰雹有多么的大，但是神说了。这个是埃及地从来没有过这么大的冰雹。
At this time, I do not know how big exactly are the hails in here, but God has said this is the biggest hail Egypt has ever experienced in history.
这个时候呢，同样还是神呢，在埃及地在跟他们埃及人的拜的假神呢，在做一个征战。
At this time, God has continued the war against Egypt's false gods.
他同时挑战了天空女神努特和大气神舒。
This is a challenge for the goddess of sky, Nut, and the god of atmosphere, Shu.
神要让我们，甚至不光是以色列人，不光是埃及人，而是全地的人都认识他。
God wants not just Israelites or Egyptians, but people of all earth to know him.
让我们去知道他，而且不光是头脑上的知道，是经历上、关系上的知道他。
To make us know him, not just by knowledge, but by experience and relation.
因为我们跟神的关系对于我们的生命来说是至关重要的。
Because our relation with God, it is of vital importance.
那么经历了这样的冰雹之灾，遭受了这样大的损失，法老是怎样反应的呢？
Now, going through this plague of hail, how does the Pharaoh react?
我们一起来读九章二十七节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 27.
法老打发人去召摩西、亚伦来，对他们说，这次我犯了罪，耶和华是公义的，我和我的百姓是邪恶的。
Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron. This time I have sinned, he said to them. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong.
法老说的这个话是正确的还是错误的？
Did Pharaoh say this correct or wrong?
很正确啊。
It is very much correct.
他来到神的面前，他承认他犯了罪。
He came in front of God and he admitted that he had sinned.
他认识神是公义的。
He recognized that God is righteous.
然后跟神呢做对比，他发现他和他的百姓呢是邪恶的。
And now compared to God, he noticed that he and his people are in the wrong.
读到这里，我都准备要为这个法老的悔改要痛哭流涕了。
Reading to here, I'm almost tearing up for Pharaoh's repentance.
结果呢，这个是法老最正确的神学的陈述，对神的认识。
Now, here's Pharaoh's best statement of God in theological standpoint.
结果呢，我们等一下看经文，发现这是一个最短暂的悔改。
And now, when we read the scripture, we notice this is the shortest repentance.
我们一起来读二十八节。
Let us read verse 28.
请你们求告耶和华，够了，不再有雷轰和雹了，我就容你们去，不再留住你们。
Pray to the Lord, for we had enough thunder and hail. I will let you go. You don't have to stay any longer.
这个时候呢，法老说够了。
At this time, the Pharaoh says enough.
他是觉得他对耶和华神的悖逆够了吗？
Do he have enough of his repentance to God?
有人摇头，他是觉得神给他的惩罚，给他的这样的灾祸够了，他受不了了。
No, it is that he feels the consequence, the punishment to him is enough.
就像约翰船长在之前的六次的风暴里面，他对神呼喊的说，够了，这个风暴够了。
It is like Captain John in the previous six storms where he tell God enough.
但是他说的不是他对神的悖逆够了。
But he didn't say that he had enough of repentance to God.
我问你，在你的生命里面有没有耶和华神专门在对付的地方。
I ask you, in your life, is anywhere that God is going against you at?
可能是你的骄傲。
It may be your pride.
可能是你的不好的习惯。
It may be some bad habit.
可能是是你对神的话语的悖逆。
It may be your rebellion to the word of the Lord.
那么神对付你的时候，有没有管教在你的身上？
When God goes against you, did he discipline you?
这个管教其实是神对我们爱的一个体现。
This discipline is a manifestation of the love of God.
那么你在被管教的时候，你来到神面前，有没有这个求神挪走这样的痛苦？
When you are being disciplined, did you come to God and ask God to remove this punishment?
但是你要知道，这个管教的根源是神要让你发生转变。
But know that the root of this disciplinary act is God wants you to turn.
要让你对于你之前那样的悖逆要有懊悔。
So that you may feel regret and sorrow for your rebellious.
在哥林多后书七章十节呢，这里说，因为依神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death.
这样的忧愁，你究竟是为了你这个对神的悖逆忧愁呢？还是为了因着神你悖逆神而受的这样的管教忧愁呢？这个是很不一样的。
Are you sorrow because you are going against God? Or are you sorrow because you are being disciplined by God?
圣经里面告诉我们，我们要忧愁我们对神的悖逆。
In the Bible, it tells us that we should feel sorrow for our rebellious against God.
我们看看这个法老，他做了最正确的神学的陈述，但是却经历了最短暂的悔改。
We see here Sarah, the Pharaoh have made the most correct theology, and yet have experienced the shortest repentance.
我们一起来读34节。
Let us read verse 34.
法老见雨和雹和并雷都止住了，就又犯罪，使心刚硬，他和他的臣仆都是这样。
When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder have stopped, he sinned again. He and his official hardened their heart.
就像每一次这个约翰船长他的风暴止住了以后呢，他又回到他原来的罪恶的职业之中。
It is like every time when Captain John, when the storm have ceased, he returned back to his sinful profession.
他一次又一次的受苦，而且是吃这样的不必要的苦。
He once and once again experienced this disciplinary act.
就像是神预言冰雹要来的时候，那些故意把自己的人和牲畜留在田间的人，吃的是不必要的苦。
It is like when God have warned about the hail that's about to come, those who have purposely leave their slaves and livestock in the field, it is thatSorrow that they didn't need to endure.
我们一起来读九章三十五节。
Let us read chapter 9, verse 35.
法老的心刚硬，不容以色列人去，正如耶和华借着摩西所说的。
So Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses.
当这冰雹止住以后呢，法老他又回到他原来这个悖逆的老路上，他不容以色列人去。
But when the hail have stopped, Pharaoh returned to his rebellious ways and does not let the people go.
这里呢说正如耶和华借着摩西所说的。
In here it says just as the Lord have said through Moses.
耶和华神呢已经预言了这个法老他会硬着心不容以色列人去。
The Lord has already prophesied that the Pharaoh will harden his heart and not let the Israelites leave.
这又来到了我们那样的一个问题，那么人的自由意志和神的主权究竟有没有冲突呢？
And here comes the original question. Is there a conflict between man's free will and God's sovereignty?
那么法老他这样的硬着心的决定是他自己做的呢，还是耶和华神逼着他做的？
And now, when the Pharaoh's heart hardened, is that by his own will or the Lord made it?
这个呢，是法老他自己做的决定，他有自由意志，他需要承担责任，但是神的主权呢，却比他的决定更大，神的主权带领着历史的走向。
This is a decision made by Pharaoh by his own free will, and yet God's authority and sovereignty is greater such that he will lead the course of history.
人可以使用顺服的器皿，同样也可以使用悖逆的器皿。
God can use instruments that obey him, but he can also use instruments and vessels that are rebellious to him.
你有哀痛的心吗？
Do you have a heart of sorrow?
但是只有我们哀痛的对象是罪本身，而不是罪的后果，这个才是真正的悔改。
Only when we grieve over sin itself, and not just its consequences, is when the repentance is genuine.
我们来总结一下我们今天学到的三个要点。
Let's make a summary of the three points.
神的审判的目的呢，是认识论的。
The purpose of judgment is epistemological.
神击打呢，是为了叫你知道在全地之上没有像他的。
God strikes so that you may know there's no one like him.
苦难是神的教室，是让我们学习去认识他的一个途径。
Sorrow is a classroom for God. It is a way for us to learn and know him.
我们学到呢，神兴起最悖逆的器皿来彰显他的名。
We learn that God raises the most rebellious vessel to display his name.
神的主权足够大，可以包括这些悖逆的器皿做出的这样的悖逆的决定。
God's sovereignty is great, such that it can include those rebellious acts.
神的主权呢，带领人类历史的走向。
God's sovereignty leads the course of humanity.
但是不等于呢，神认同这些罪人的罪恶。
But it does not mean that God endorses the evil acts.
第三点呢，我们学习到，真的悔改是经得起止住了这样的考验的。
At the third point, we learned that the genuine repentance can endure the test of when it stopped.
不是在冰雹中呢，就法老讲的正确的话。
Not just the correct word in the hell.
而是在冰雹止住之后呢，持续的生命方向的改变。
But sustain the directional change after the hell stops.
我想挑战大家。
Now I want to challenge everyone.
这一周呢，你找一位你的属灵的伙伴。
This week, find yourself a companion in spirit.
告诉他们，我曾经在压力中间呢，向神认罪某一件事情，但是压力过后呢，我又回到了旧路上面。
Tell them that there's something I've confessed to God when under pressure, but I've returned to it when the pressure has ceased.
那件事是什么？
Now, what is this thing?
我需要你下周呢再来问我，我有没有真实的生命的改变。
I want you to ask me next week to see if I have truly changed.
到最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
At end, let us memorize a verse.
我们一起来读九章十四节，我们一起读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let us read chapter 9, verse 14. Let us read it three times, and there will be a test after.
因为这次我要使一切灾殃临到你心里。并击打你的臣仆和你的百姓，叫你知道在全地之上没有像我的。因为这次我要使一切灾殃临到你心里，并击打你的臣仆和你的百姓，叫你知道在全地之上没有像我的。因为这次我要使一切灾殃临到你心里，并击打你的臣仆和你的百姓，叫你知道在全地之上没有像我的。
For this time I will send the full force of my plagues against you and against your officials and your people, so you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For this time I will send the full force of my plague against you and against your officials and your people, so you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth.
这些经文有点长，但是大家能背下来吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
This scripture is a little long.But can everyone memorize it? Please recite it to the person next to you.
大家好棒，这些经文这么长都背下来了。
Everyone did so well. This verse is so long, but everyone memorized it.
好的，我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Now let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Oh, dear Abba Father.
我们感谢您，你给我们这样扎心的话语。
We thank you for giving us these heart-provoking words.
主啊，我们生命中有这些地方是你要对付的。
Lord, there are these places and things in our lives that you will be going against.
你也经常的来管教我们。
And that you will often disappoint us.
但是每一次管教呢，我们就忧愁。
But we feel sorrow for every time you disappoint us.
但是我们可能更多的时候呢，忧愁是因为这个罪的后果，而不是罪本身。
But more often we feel sorrow because the consequence of the sin instead of the sin itself.
求你真正的让我们来认识你，来经历你。
Please let us truly know you and experience you.
让我们真的悔改，让我们做出这个生命方向的改变。
Let us truly repent and make the directional change in our life.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. Your children pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.